She's with her mom. So I'm here, about 11 and a half hour drive from North Carolina. Six kids, Janice, Ann, Ray, me, Kenny, then Gary, the baby. I'm 7 years older and by far pick of the litter, flat out. I'm just telling you. I mean, you're not blind, okay? You're not blind. Just kidding. Just kidding. It is my privilege to be here. When Gary calls me, folks, I just come. It's not always convenient. But, you know, it's always family. You know? It's the way it is. And that's how you folks are here at Fellowship Church. May not always be convenient, but you're always family. I went over to the new facility. Are you kidding me? Where are you going to go and find a facility like that? Forget it's a church. Forget that. Where are you going to find a facility that looks like that? You talk about vision that God had given Gary. It's over me. It's beyond me. What God planted in him is beyond me. That's how I know it's the Lord that did it. Okay? And Gary is being a Nehemiah, and he's seeing it through. It's not always easy. It's difficult. But you're so close. Oh, my God. You're so close. And the old devil, his quiver is almost empty. He's fired some nasty ones. And he's in his two-minute offense right now. All he can do to stop that from that first service that you guys are in there. He's doing all he can. But we're going to stand strong. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. We're going to fight him head on. We're not going to turn our back. We're going to use the whole armor of God because there's no protection in the back. That's why we're going to face him head on. We serve a God that's powerful. Okay? Not a problem for God. Oh, the first service was up. I'm up today. 11 and a half hour drive got me a speeding ticket, but I'm up anyway. First one I've had forever. It's been 20 years, 15, 20 years since I had a speeding ticket. But I got a speeding ticket. 55 to 45 to 35, and it's a school zone, and I'm running 32. I didn't know that. But guilty. $291. Do I like it? No. Am I up? Yes. If I'm guilty, I'm guilty. I'll pay it. And the guy asked me, he said, now where are you going? And I'm thinking a minute now, does he really need to know where I'm going? I said, I'm going to see my brother that I love in Florida that's a preacher. He said, back surgery, and I'm going to be speaking Sunday. He said, I'll be right back. Brought me a ticket. I figured, brother, you got away with that one. But I didn't. And it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to pay that ticket with a smile. Kidding me? All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And that's just a thing, a speeding ticket. That's a thing. Ooh, let's see what we're doing today, Roger. You got any idea? I wanted to talk to you just a minute. This morning, about a good man. Do you happen to have that copper tone graphic? Can you throw that up? How many of you remember this? How many of you remember this? And I don't know if you know anything about this or not, but I'm going to tell you what your crazy preacher said and let you get a quick snapshot inside his noggin. It's goofy. All right? He's standing in the front seat of the car. Mama has taken us six kids to the beach. Y'all live at the beach. We went maybe once every 2 years for a day. And then we came home. Mama would put motor oil on us. We had motor oil on us. So imagine motor oil, sand, and beach water. It's horrible. But a thing of motor oil was 59 cents. It got all six kids. That's what Mama did. We were slick as an onion. But we're riding, and I'm sitting in the back seat. Gary's standing in the front seat, and I can remember pretty well. He's sitting there, got his mama, arm around Mama. Daddy wasn't there. He's home asleep because he worked in the mill at night. And us six kids, and Gary's standing in the front seat, and this big billboard's on the right. And Gary bends down. He looks under the visor there. I don't know how old he is, five. I don't know. But he points up to it, and he says, Mama, look. Clean your dog and take him with you. Clean your dog and take him with you. What does that mean? That's your kooky preacher. Clean your dog and take him with you. I'll never forget it. We all laughed. He was reading that sign. Clean that dog and take him with you. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? I just thought that would be fun. The U.S. Open started where I'm from. There are places in Moore County you cannot go anymore till this is over. I live there, so I'm going to be going like 8 miles around where I go every day. So it's going to be a madhouse if you're going to Moore County in North Carolina. The Open will be there for 2 weeks. I'm sort of glad I've come down here while all this is going on up there. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Today, oh, I like the graphic. I want to be an encouragement to you. I need encouraging. I come down here. Y'all love the pants off me when I come. It is unbelievable. People say, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. That I'm doing this, that I'm doing that, I'm doing that. No, y'all are doing it for me. It is a privilege to come. I am thrilled to be here. You kidding me? This is the well where I get the water. This is where I come when I plug in and my battery goes, it pegs the needle. That's what y'all do for me at Fellowship Church. I love you folks. I love you folks because you love God. You love one another. Jesus said, you'll know they belong to me by the love they have one for another. That's how you know this is a God thing. Because you're loving one another. You keep loving God and love one another. He'll bless that. He'll bless that. You're on track and you're so close now. Y'all keep plugging. You keep fighting. You keep the struggle going. I want to talk to you today about a guy that's in the New Testament in the book of Acts. And without him, our New Testament that we know would not be the same. Raj, can you put up the New Testament? Y'all see the New Testament here. This is the New Testament books. If it wasn't for this guy, watch what happens to the New Testament. Look what happened to our New Testament. If it wasn't for this guy that gets overlooked all the time. And I want to be like this guy. I want to be like this guy. He's the encourager. He's the son of encouragement. This guy is a good man. It's the only man in this book of the Acts that's called a good man. And that guy is Barnabas. Can y'all say Barnabas? Now that wasn't his name. His name was Joseph or Joses. But the disciples changed it to what? Barnabas. Why? That means son of encouragement. Can you imagine being known by your deeds? Who wants that in here? Who wants to be known by your deeds? Let me let you in on a little secret, brother. You are known by your deeds. That guy's a snake in the grass. Oh, he's a good man. That's a nice lady. I wouldn't trust that girl any further than I could throw her. You are known by your deeds. You might fool some of the people, but you ain't going to fool everybody. You certainly won't fool the Lord. But I want to talk to you just a minute, just briefly, about Barnabas. He was probably the leader of the church at Antioch. Bible says nothing about his preaching. He didn't even get a book. He didn't even get a book in the New Testament. Or did he? Or did he? Because without him, 13 of our books in the New Testament, Alex, they vanish. They're not there. They're gone. Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, who was that? Penned half the New Testament. Without Barnabas, we didn't get it. It's gone. But he gets so overlooked. Why? Because when you're reading in the book of Acts in chapter 4, which describes Barnabas and what happens, if you read a little further, you run into Ananias and Sapphira. And that's bad news. And bad news sells papers. So that's why you kind of skim over Barnabas to get Ananias and Sapphira, which is a crazy story. Then people sold a piece of property and told the disciples, here's all the money for the property we sold, and they lying like a dog. Cost them their life. You've got to be careful how you give. You better be really careful how you give. But here's what happens with Barnabas. Y'all say Barnabas. Barnabas is a good man. He's the son of encouragement. Let's define encourage. It means to inspire with spirit or confidence in hope. That's what I want to do for you today. I want to encourage you in your walk. I don't know where you're standing. You can be really up. You can be down in the muck. I don't know. But I want to encourage you in the Lord that He loves you and I love you. And that, brother, you can make it. You can give in. You can give out. But you don't give up. You keep fighting. I don't care how dark it is, you keep fighting. Say, Lord, help me. He will. He will. The first mention of Barnabas is in Acts 4. And just bear with me, just really quick. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. What they did, they pulled all their resources together. The disciples put it all together to do something great for the Lord. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, brought the prices of the things that were sold, laid them at the apostles' feet for what he had need. The next one. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed what? Barnabas. Here he comes on the scene. First time we see Barnabas, right here. It's being interpreted the son of consolation or encouragement. The son of consolation, a Levite, so he's of Levitical family. The priest probably was the leader of the church at Antioch. Out of the island of Cyprus. That's where he's from. He had land, he sold it, he brought the money, put it at the apostles' feet. Did he hold any money back? Did he hold any money back? Got to be careful how you give. Got to be really careful how you give. He made his entry onto the stage with generosity. That's good. That's good to be a giver. If that's in your capacity to give, then give as unto the Lord. Why not give? He's overlooked because of Ananias and Sapphira. They did the opposite of Barnabas. Sort of like Cain and Abel. You got Barnabas who gave, and Ananias and Sapphira who gave and lied. You know, it's the same thing. Same thing. Hey. The name Barnabas was a product of his character. He was an encourager. And I want to be an encourager to you today. That's why I came today. Gary called, I come. You're stuck with me. What a testimony to be known by a man of your deeds. And Acts 9, 26 through 30, again we see Barnabas. Acts 9, He brings Saul of Tarsus to the apostles. Now this militant apostle, Saul of Tarsus, he's a Jesus follower hunter. That's what he's doing. He's on the Damascus Road. He's going to get these people that follow Jesus. He's going to bind them and bring them back. That's where he's going. That's where he's headed when he has this encounter with the God of heaven. Changed his life. What happens here? And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. Hey guys, I've met the Savior. I want to be part of y'all. Are you kidding? We know who you are. You think we're idiots? We'll have nothing to do with you. Folks, he went down in flames. He's done. He's toast. It's over. Saul of Tarsus, in our group? Yeah, we'll have nothing to do with this man. He had a track record. He was brought up under the law, under Gamaliel. He knew the law. We're not going to let this guy part of us. We'll wind up dead. It ain't happening. But guess who steps up? Who steps up here? They were all scared of him. They believed he was not a disciple. But watch what happens here. But who? There's half our New Testament right there. Coming into the picture. Right here. But Barnabas took him. He brought him to the apostles. And he declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way. He had spoken to him. How he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. I thought this guy was a persecutor of Christ followers. What's happened? What's happened? Barnabas, the son of encouragement. He led the church and then stood up for this guy, this Jesus hunter. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. He spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to kill him now. We're going to do away with this Saul of Tarsus. He's going to be a Jesus freak. We don't have anything to do with this guy. Saul eventually returns to Tarsus. We don't hear from him for about 10 years. The God uses Barnabas to bring him back into the picture in Acts 11, 22 through 26. Yeah, let's see. Tidings of these things came to the ears of the church, was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came, he had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a what? Who was a good man? It's the only place you're going to find it in the book of Acts. Barnabas was a good man. Is it a good thing to encourage people in Christ? Is it a good thing? You know, I think if you do that and if you practice that, I think as far as being on God's list under who's a good man or a good woman, I think you're probably going to be on that list somewhere. I think you're probably going to make the list of being an encourager. That is all Barnabas is accredited for, is encouraging people, helping people. What is your ministry to encourage? What is your ministry to help someone? Can you help someone? Everyone in here, without a doubt, is blessed indeed. You're blessed indeed. There is someone that's not nearly where you are. And you probably don't have to go very far to find that person that you can encourage. It could be financially, be a hug around the neck. It could be a cut yard of grass. It could be anything. If it's done unto the Lord, He'll bless it. He'll bless your life. You'll be considered a good man, a good woman. And I think that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. The ministry of Barnabas is one that we could use today, folks. Romans 12, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. You're going to fall in here somewhere. Every person in here, you're going to fall in here somewhere. God's gifted you. He's given you something you have that I don't. He's gifted you. You can be an encourager. Friends, we have many members in one body and all the members have not the same office. Or, you don't have the same ability. No, we don't. We're all gifted differently. For as we have many members in one body, not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then gifts different according to the grace that's given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches, let him teach. He that exhorts or builds up, let him do that. He that gives, let him give. He that rules with diligence. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Hate that which is evil and hold on to that that's good. So you can be a good man. You can be a good woman. Why? Because I'm a giver. I'm a builder-upper. I'm an encourager. I'm a gopher. I go for that fella. I go for that girl. That's what I do. Barnabas and Saul spent a whole year at Antioch together. See, it's Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas and Saul. Until Saul's name changes to the Apostle Paul. And then it's the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. But up to that point, Barnabas gets top billing. But we never know anything about him. He gets looked over. Barnabas is fantastic. I want to be a Barnabas. I'd love to do that. I'd love to be a Barnabas. I tried to be a Barnabas. Barnabas was pouring his life into Saul of Tarsus ministry. This man who was a leader of the church in Antioch, brand new early life of the church, he's pouring his life into this Christian hunter, this Christian persecutor. He puts his life into him. You putting your life in anybody? You pouring your life into anybody? Why wouldn't you? You raising children, you're putting your life into them. Why wouldn't you put your life in somebody? What ministry are you pouring yourself into? Maybe somebody you're praying for, mentoring, even a child that you're raising. Don't expect thank you when they get where they're going. Don't expect that. You didn't do it for that. Is it nice to hear? Probably. That's not why you did it. Not if you're doing it as unto the Lord. He don't have to tell us thank you for anything. We're not deserving of that. Okay? Sometimes they do say thanks, and other times they just walk away. Alex, they just leave. It's the way it is. Nevertheless, you completed your calling. That's what matters to God. In Acts 13 unfolds the first trip of Barnabas and Saul. God allows Saul to be trained by the best man available, and that is Barnabas. Barnabas pours himself in Saul, and then we see 50% added to the New Testament because of that. And Barnabas is indirectly responsible for that. Without him, we lost it. It wasn't there. Acts 15, there's a brief split between Saul and Barnabas. Because Barnabas wants John Mark, who is his cousin, to go with him on this second trip. We want you to go. Come on and go. Paul says no. Well, Saul says no. It's not the Apostle Paul yet. But Saul says, no, I don't want him to go. You have Barnabas coming to Saul to intercede for John Mark. The same thing that he did for Saul with the disciples. But Saul says, no, you ain't going with us. So guess what? Barnabas and John Mark, they go by themselves. Later on we see the Apostle Paul come to appreciate the calling of John Mark. And that's in Colossians 4:10. He appreciates what he did later on. Barnabas brought the calling out of John Mark as he did with Saul. Saul was too impatient with John Mark for him to reach maturity. Now, after this account, we no longer read of Barnabas. Barnabas was so vital to the body of Christ. But why don't we know Barnabas? Why don't we ever talk about Barnabas? We never hear Barnabas. It's always the Apostle Paul. Nothing wrong with the Apostle Paul. Oh, are you kidding me? It's half the New Testament. But maybe you've got a little bit of an insight as to how it got there. And that was Barnabas. Barnabas. Do we need Barnabases at Fellowship Church? Do we need encouragers in here? Is there anyone in here that you might consider a Barnabas? Is there an encourager in the group? Let me tell you this. Most people will forget what you say. They will. They'll forget it. Because you're dealing with your noggin. Most people will forget what you do because you're dealing with your head. But most people will not forget how you make them feel. Because then you're dealing with the emotions. Okay? Y'all got that? Y'all got that? You do somebody wrong? I can't stand that person. Why? Because they make me feel like I'm... Well, you're dealing with emotions. And y'all, the emotions are so much stronger than the head knowledge. And you say, there's no way. I'm smarter than that. No, you're not. No, you're not. A house that's on fire and has a child in it. Your head says, don't you run in that house. What happens? You run in the house. Why? There's something right here that just goes right beyond that. So it ain't about the head knowledge. It's about the heart. For with the heart, man's life is changed. The Bible says, for with the heart. For with the heart. It always speaks of the heart. So that's not head knowledge. We need to be an encourager. People will know, that person made me feel good. I like that person. Why? Because I just feel good when I'm around her. She makes me feel warm. She makes me feel safe. Why can't we do that? How hard is that? We want that person to be better when they leave us than bitter. Right? The difference in bitter and better is I. Right? One letter changes bitter to better. We can do that, y'all. We can do that. I have a quick little demo here. Can I show you? Is it okay? Can we do that? We need some Barnabases at Fellowship Church. Can we do that? Yes or no? I need some Barnabases. Just a minute. Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Y'all hold on. We're not going anywhere. Just hang on. Most preachers would be in this demo. Okay? Most preachers. So you're going to bear with me just a second, right? If you are, say amen. This is most preachers today. I'm not saying it's here. But I'm just saying there is opportunity here for a Barnabas to pop up. And say, I can do that. I can help you with that. I'm the guy. You don't need to be doing that. You need to be preaching God's Word. That's why the Lord called you. Preach His Word. Let me handle that. Let me try that. It can happen. Hold on. Most preachers. These are ministries I'm putting here. Hang on. What's wrong with y'all? Be patient. It's not easy being a preacher with all these ministries. Hang on. We got a lot going on at this church. Takes a little while. I'll get it. I can handle it. Not a big deal. I'm a preacher. I know. Hang on. Let me get the nursery here. Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute. I got to get the... Okay, hang on. Okay, the bathroom maintenance is here. Okay, I've got it. Hang on. I'll get it. I'm trying. Hold on. I got it. I can handle it. But Lord, I want to get closer to You. Can I do that, Lord? Can I get closer to You? I want to move up closer to You. I got it. I'm a preacher. I can do this. Can I get a Barnabas here to hold this ladder? I need a Barnabas to hold the ladder. Can somebody hold the ladder? Hang on just a minute. Hang on just a minute. Hang on. I can do it now. There's a ladder there. Hold it. Hold the ladder. Wait a minute. Can you hold that? Hold that one. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Lord, I'm coming. I'm getting closer to You. Through Your Word, I can handle it. Wait a minute. Oh, that's a little shaky. Can you hold it? Can you hold this? Hold that. Good. Will you hold that? Can you hold this? Take that. Good. Hold on to that. Take that one if you can take it. Okay. There we go. Lord, I'm coming. Oh, boy, that feels... Hang on. I need a Barnabas. Come here. Can you hold this? Can you take that out of my mouth? That's the nursery. Hold that. Thank you. Hold that. It's still a little bit shaky. Hey, I need another Barnabas. Come here. Come here, please. Come on. Take that. I need another Barnabas. I need a Barnabas. Can you come here? I need someone to encourage, to take some of the load. I need that. Come here. I need the guy over here in the blue shirt. That's a Barnabas sitting there. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Take that and run with it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, wow. Wow. I can get closer to the Lord now. I've got the Word of God. I've got time for study. I've got time for prayer. I want y'all to look at each other standing here. Do you see what's here? Look at each other. Do you see what's here? Folks, this is called church. This is church, and what it takes is a Barnabas. And we've got several Barnabas right here that are happy to do what they can do. Without a Barnabas, you limp along. You limp along. One of the last things Jesus told the disciples was, "Go ye unto all the world. Preach the gospel of peace." One of the last things He said was, "Go ye." Why ain't you going? Why are you sitting doing nothing? Why aren't you doing something for Him? You want your life to get fuller? You want to get closer to God? Why don't you do something? Why don't you try being a Barnabas? He will equip you for what He's called you to do. It may not be easy, and your life will, you will be busting like gangbusters. You'll love it. You'll love it. Thank you, Barnabas. We're done. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. It's the important stuff that's going to matter in your life. Okay? The important stuff is going to be God. It's going to be family. It's going to be your health. The next things in your life is going to be like your job, your transportation, and all the other little stuff comes after that. Okay? If God is first in your life, if God is number one, you're at the top. Most of the time, He isn't. Most of the time, He isn't. But if God is number one in your life, most people will do this. They will build their family life around God. They'll do that instead of allowing God to be around their family life there's a big difference. God needs to be around everything that you're doing. If He is, you're honoring Him, you're living a blessed life. You got it made in the proverbial shade. That's where you want to stay. Can we be a Barnabas? Say amen. Try being a Barnabas. Even here. If it's not here, somewhere else. Be a Barnabas. Be an encourager. Be a supporter. When you do it, you're doing it as unto the Lord. We'll pray. Father, thank You for Fellowship Church. Thank You for the story about Barnabas, for letting us see how we got half the New Testament. Without Barnabas, probably wouldn't even be there. It's been good to be here today. Thank You for the pastor of this church. Thank You for the vision You've given him, for putting him in here, setting it up the way that You've set it up. I pray that they might forever adhere to Your word here. If not, we're done. I pray that Jesus would be lifted high. Because it's all about Him anyway. The Savior. The one who knew no sin became sin for us. Thank You for salvation, full and free. For the shed blood of Christ that cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. But we've got to accept Him to receive it. And I ask right now, if there's someone here that doesn't know Jesus, that they might grab me by the arm before we leave. And I'll be happy to walk with them through the Scripture. And they can settle that today. Be a child of God. Drive an absolute stake in it that they have a home in heaven waiting. It's been good to be here, to let me come home. And I pray that Fellowship Church will continue as You would have it continue. And I'm not just talking mortar and stone. I'm talking in the hearts of these believers. You'll continue to flourish here. Let them love each other and love You. And I've had a great time being here, Father. Thank You for bringing me here. And You get all the credit for whatever happens today. So I'm done, and I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. We're done. Thank you, folks, for coming to Fellowship.